Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Sheikh Rouhani on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, thumma salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina wa maulana Abi al-Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this program of Hadith of the Day, we are going to inshallah talk about another beautiful hadith from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi regarding the importance of sabr, patience, and shukr, gratitude, thankfulness. Dear brothers and sisters, in a hadith narrated from the Holy Prophet, he says that al-imanu nisfani, faith is two halves. Nisfun fi sabr, one half is in patience. Wa nisfun fi shukr, and the other in thankfulness. In this hadith, as you say, the Prophet says that iman is of two parts, of two halves. One of these halves is sabr. Why is sabr important? Why is patience important? Because sometimes, as we know that in our life, sometimes, for example, the problems or difficulties, hardships that may come to us, and we may suffer, for example, from sort of diseases or sicknesses or poverty or other kind of hardships. Here, the Prophet says that you must be sabr, you must be patient. Because sabr indicates that you are mu'min, because you know that you are being tested, you're being examined by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you stay patient, if you stay sabr, then it shows your high level of iman and faith, then you will be rewarded. In the Holy Quran, we read in the Surah Al-Asr, Al-Asr inna al-insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihati wa tawasaw bil-haqqi wa tawasaw bil-sabr. Says that al-insan, the human being, will lose, except for those people who tawasaw bil-sabr. At the end of this surah says that those people who are sabr, who are patient, they will not lose. They are not the losers. Yeah? وَنِصْفٌ فِي الشُّكْرِ. And the other thing that we must be always careful about it and we must be always observing in our life is shukr, to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be thankful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This shukr is the other half of iman. What does it mean? It means that the one who is not sabr, who is not patient, and the one who is not thankful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then these men or these women cannot be considered among the faithful, among the faithfuls and among the believers. Why? Because you have to tolerate sometimes the difficulties, because it might be a kind of divine examination. And of course, you must be always grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the blessings you are provided with. And these are the points that are mentioned in this beautiful hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.